living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So we're going to talk about the Spectrum Balance Protocol Diet. I'm here with Dr. Shauna Young. She is an expert in autism. She wrote a book called Erasing Autism, the Spectrum Balance Protocol. And we've been talking about this imbalance between iron and manganese, which I find very interesting. And, you know, recently, Dr. Young, I did a show, and I even did a lecture here in South Florida on some of the latest theories of autism and autism spectrum disorders. And one of those leading theories now is in utero inflammation. And, you know, they're looking at different types of infections. They're looking at autoimmune disorders in the mom and how that influences, you know, inflammatory proteins. Yeah, all that stuff. So what do you think about, just improving the diet of a pregnant woman? And what do you think that's going to do down the line for reducing autism?
Well, I think it's absolutely vital. You know, I mean, it only makes sense if you think about it. But the unfortunate case with manganese is that manganese is one of the minerals that concentrates in the umbilical cord. So if the mom's getting high level of manganese, you know, she's a, 140, 150 pound person getting an excess of manganese, it's concentrating in the umbilical cord. And her baby, you know, that's developing is the size of a sea monkey or something right now, is getting this huge overload of manganese. I ordered one of the fanciest prenatal vitamins that's on the market, you know, one of the most respected and expensive and everything else. And it has a massive overload of manganese in it. So if the mom is getting 150%, let's say, of the daily requirement, then the baby's getting about a 300% overdose. So that can much cause this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is it about manganese in the umbilical cord? Why is it concentrated so much there?
Yeah, there are just certain minerals that do concentrate, you know, and are able to cross the blood-brain barrier, you know, for a developing child. And manganese is just one of those minerals. And so I'm actually finding that any supplementation of manganese sometimes can be too much. You know, some people are more sensitive to it than others, you know, just like some people are more sensitive to it.
Let's make sure the listeners are understanding something. We're not talking about magnesium. Because I know a lot of the lay population get these two mixed up. We're talking about manganese, which is a totally different mineral, right?
Correct. And I'm glad you made that distinction, because people send me emails a lot, you know, saying magnesium. And no, I'm not talking about magnesium, manganese.
Let's talk about, so you came up with what is called the Spectrum Balance Protocol Diet. Why don't you just describe that for my listeners?
Okay. It's a non-processed food diet. There's an enormous amount of food that you can have on it. It's not restrictive. You're not going to have to run to your dictionary to figure out what any of these foods are. You know, you can do it at your grocery store, but it takes out grain, rice, anything that contains phytate, and also some really common foods that with children, like pineapple and blueberries and things like that. It's amazing how often those are put into children's food, and those are very, very high in manganese. So what the diet is it's the foods that are higher in iron, and then we're trying to eliminate as much of the manganese as we can. It's a weird thing, because like there are foods like spinach. Spinach has a lot of iron in it, but it also has a lot of manganese. But it seems that when you're eating it in a balanced fashion, the iron does absorb. It's when you're eating the phytate and getting rid of the iron that you're not achieving balance.
So like the spinach with the grains would not be a good combination then?
Correct. Then you would be absorbing the manganese and not the iron.
Let me ask a question about the grains, though, because grains, that word grains is becoming more just like an umbrella term for lots of different things, right? Maybe we need to define what that is. What do you mean by grain?
Well, primarily wheat, you know, that seems like it's in everything. But, you know, anything that you would make bread out of, the wheat, you know, oats, barley, all of those things, those are all going to be, you know, anything that contains phytate like that. And that's a more, like you said, it's kind of becoming a more non-specific term. So.
Yeah.
I do understand now, these compounds,
what were they called again? The phthalates, or is that what you were saying?
These
chemical compounds, phytates. Are they also in the legumes, beans, seeds, that kind of stuff too, or is it just mainly the grains?
They are also in the legumes, and that's why a lot of people, peanut, you know, is a weird word, you know, because it sounds like a nut, but it's not. It's actually a legume. And so that's why we, you know, we take all of those out for the time being.
Okay, so you know what? Okay, so yeah, this is the phytic acid, the phytates, right? It's a I looked it up real quick. It's the storage form of phosphorus in a lot of plant tissues, grains, bran, seeds. Okay, yeah, there you go. I just had to jolt my memory there. Okay, so let's go back to the diet. So who needs this diet? I mean, is this, when do you suggest this for a child?
Well, this is for. I suggest a phytate-free diet for everyone. You know, I suggest that everybody take grains, you know, completely out of their, you know, out of their food. I haven't eaten grains in like 10 years myself. So it's certainly not impossible. But anybody that is having, anytime you're not feeling, you know, 100%. For example, I was just buying a car the other day, and I'm talking to, you know, the salesman, and he starts telling me how worried he is about his son because he's not catching on in school. He's 9 years old, and he's not really getting it, and he's not, you know, he can't, he's getting very frustrated. His social skills are getting pretty feeble, you know, all these kinds of things. So he started his son on the diet 3 days ago. I actually just heard from him this morning, and he said that he's, you know, he's definitely seeing something changing, that even in just that short a period of time that he noticed that he's, you know, his focus is a little better this morning when he was going around doing things.
Do you think he started his son... do you think he started his son, like, just all, you know, eliminating the grains completely, or do you think he started maybe just eliminating some? I mean, is there a process, or I guess here's the question: when I start this diet, does it have to be all or none, or can I do this slowly?
Yes. Nope, there is no such thing as slow on this protocol, unfortunately. 90% sticking to it will yield usually zero results.
Because so it's all or nothing. You got to really go for this. Yeah.
You got to go for this. You got to run at it. And what he did, for example, is he spent like a week getting rid of everything, you know, finishing off, you know, the food that they had in the house. And then they just reshopped, you know, and went ahead and started it. Because the grain is the main thing. I have had some kids that they cheated on other things, but they didn't do grains, and they still had results. But the grain, it chelates that iron, and you've got to have the iron to get the results of this protocol.
Well, so what about the picky, you know, the picky kids, you know, the picky eaters? That's a little tougher, isn't it?
They get
hungry. Do you have any suggestions?
They're just like puppies. When they get hungry, they're going to eat, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's so hard on parents. The longest one that I ever had go without eating was a five-year-old girl, and she went for 5 days. And every time they put food down in front of her, her mom said, she hockey pucked it, you know. She just took a hold of it and just threw it off the table, you know, because it wasn't what she wanted. But on the fifth day, when they put the scrambled eggs out in front of her, you know, with the spinach in it and stuff, she was hungry, so she ate. And that was the beginning. And within about 3 months, we were looking at a re-diagnosis.
Yeah, let's real quick. We only have about 30 seconds left here. So the multivitamins, you know, more and more kids are taking multis. Should we be doing manganese free multis, or does it just need to? Is there a nice ratio between iron and manganese you like to see in these products?
I wouldn't give a child anything that has manganese in it, quite frankly. I don't, because there's too much of a risk. And I'm not a vitamin taker anyway. You know, I take enzymes and then I get my vitamins from my food.
Gotcha. All right. The website is noharmfoundation.org. Dr. Shauna Young wrote a book called Erasing Autism, The Spectrum Balance Protocol. Go check that out. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.